Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kuf Dalit. We're holding roughly 9 lines from the top of the Yomid where the Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. What was this all about? Remember we had the Mishnah yesterday on Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph, a person, Rachman Litzlan, stole from somebody else. Can you imagine? And not only that, he compounded his error by making a false oath. A false shmua saying, well, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't. I steal. Chas v'shul. So he made such a false oath. And then after that, he was moda umisvada, that unfortunately it's true that he did steal and that he made a false oath. He has to go and make sure to go and return the Karen all the way to the Nigzal, even if the Nigzal has moved and is in Modai, far away. Yilchenu achrav l'modai, we had in the Mishnah. Moreover, says the Mishnah, don't give it to Beno Ushlucho. Don't give it to the son of the Nigzal. Don't give to the Shliach of the Nigzal. Midrabanan, you can go and give it to the Shliach Bezdin. But Minatoyer, you're supposed to give it to the actual Nigzal himself, not even to a Shliach. What's the reason why? So we said yesterday, because the Pasuk says, O Mikola Sheyishov Olav Lasheker, Veshilam Oise Beroishoi, V'chamishisav Yosef olav la'asher hu loy yitnenu b'yoy mashmosik. To the one who the money belongs, that's the nigzal. Make sure to give it to him. Hu loy yitnenu. Don't give it to anybody else, to him himself.
Not even his wife?
Not even his wife, and not even his grandchildren, not even his great-grandfather. It's got to be to him.
I thought Ishto kegufo.
Yes, you're 100% right. Let me ask you if you have... 9 people, and you call up a 10th person to come in for davening in the morning, you need a minion. And the husband says, I'm not feeling well, but I'm going to send my wife. Ishtei kegufai. Do you think that she can be mitzarev to the minion?
No.
Why? You said ishtei kegufai. So you see, not for everything is ishtei kegufai. Good. Hopefully that answers the question.
Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. So, getting back to our Gemara. The shliach over here doesn't mean the shliach of the gazlan. So even the shliach of the nigzal, the nigzal made a shliach, don't give it to him, give it to the nigzal directly, even if it means going all the way to Matai. Zok Yimar, Itmar, we're going to have a shayla now. Shliach sha'asoi be'edim. Rav Chizda Omar, havi shliach, Rabba Omar, loy havi shliach. What does that mean, the shliach sha'asoi be'edim? Now, the case of our Gemara is not talking necessarily like the case of our Mishnah, the case of a gazlan and a nigzal. Rather, it's talking about that somebody owed money to someone else. Why did he owe money? He took a loan, borrowed, or he had a pikadon which he had to return. Whatever the situation was, if you look at the Rashi, which is basically parallel to our Gemara, Shliach Shasoi Be'edim, Reuven, Sheyesh Lo Mo'os Biyad Shimon, Reuven has money in the hands of Shimon, in other words, Shimon owes Reuven the money, Uvmina Shliach Be'edim Lekablam, and Reuven now has appointed a Shliach, you can call him, if you will, a Shliach Lekabalah. That's usually a term that we use in connection with Gittin, exactly, but if you want to borrow the term, he, Reuven, that wants that money back from Shimon. Shimon is not the type that's going to fly around the world, and Reuven wants the money, so he went and appointed a shliach to be makabel the money from him, from Shimon, and he gave it to him. So now, Baruch Hashem, Reuven shliach has received the money. The question is, says Yimar, and he appointed the shliach with Edom. In other words, he didn't just appoint him beino lebeino, or beino lebeino, but there were two Edom present. I officially hereby christen you, is that the right term? I appoint you as my shliach to go and take the funds, receive the funds from my good friend Shimon. Says the Gemara, machloikis between Rav Chizda and Rabba, whether havi shliach or loy havi shliach. Now clearly is a shliach. The Gemara means to say is, when we say that shliach shal adam kemoisei, how far does that go? L'moshel, what happens now? Shimon Taki gave the money to Reuven Shliach. Yes, perfect. Everything is great. Fortunately, Reuven Shliach was on a train, and unfortunately, some robbers, some gangsters came on the train, and they held up everybody on the train. Everybody, not just Reuven Shliach, everybody. And Nebuchadnezzar had to cough up the funds, and he doesn't have the funds anymore. Can Reuven go and take Shimon to Bezin and say, Shimon, I never got the money. And Shimon said, I know you didn't get the money, but I gave it to your shliach. And was the shliach that you appointed with Edom. So the question is, how far reaching is this din of shliach? Do we say that now the Shimon is off the hook? I gave it to the shliach of Reuven. So what more do you want? Is a machloikis Rav Chisda and Rab. Rav Chisda Omar Havi Shliach. Why? L'hachi tarachi. Really should be l'hachi tarach. L'ukme b'edim. T'leiku b'rishu say. That's the reason why that he, Reuven, was matriach. And he appointed not stam, but with edim. T'leiku b'rishu say to go and say yes. If and when the funds come into your hand, it's as if it came into my hand. Shimon is now off the hook, regardless of what happens to the funds between the time that you receive them and I get them. In a sense, it's similar to the shliach lekabbalah legabi a get, that if a woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah to go and take the get, as soon as he gets the get, they are divorced. Even if subsequently the shliach chas v'shalom passes away, or if he loses the get, or if the get gets destroyed, it gets torn, it gets burned, makes a difference. That's the shliach lekabbalah, we're done. So here too, Reuven shliach received the funds. Shimon says, we're done. I paid him off. That is according to Rav Chisda. Rav Omer lo yehav shliach. No, he's not a shliach. Now, we don't mean that he's not a shliach. He is a shliach. He appointed him. We just mean that if Reuven's shliach received the funds, and then after that was Nigneva, Nensa, or whatever happened, unfortunately, since Reuven never received the funds in his hand, he can go and demand that Shimon pay him again. So you can ask yourself, why do you point to shliach?
What's the point?
Zukti Mara, Hachi Kamar, what the Mishalech, what Reuven meant to do by appointing him a shliach, is to send a message. Inish Mehemnehu, the person that I'm sending as a shliach is a trustworthy, reliable individual. I've been working with him for the last 25 years. He's honest, integrity, trustworthy, nothing to worry about. Isamchis, and if you're willing to go and rely on that, 100%, I rely on him if you want to, by all means. Ibois lishadura biyade. You can go, if you want to go and send it in his hands, shadura biyade. He's a trustworthy, honest guy. However, I'm not giving you now a risk-free guarantee that I'm going to get the funds and therefore you're off the hook. I'm just telling you that he's trustworthy. If subsequently there happens to be an oinus of some sort, he's held up, he lost the funds because there was a train wreck, chas v'shalom, and the train went up in smoke, whatever. It doesn't make a difference whatever the situation was. I'm just telling you he's trustworthy, but I'm not saying it's as if I received the money in my hand. You'll only be parted from your obligation to pay the money back when I actually receive it.
So he's actually nominating him to be Shimon's shliach. He's not actually... He's saying, yes, he's my shliach to deliver this message to you.
Exactly.
And so he's really not Reuven's shliach at all. He's Shimon's shliach. And basically, Rab is saying, this man is actually...
He's a good guy. He's
Shimon's shliach. Legally, he's Shimon's shliach because the money never... Until the money gets delivered.
Fine. It's a good way of referring to it.
What's the point of the shliach?
What's the value of it?
Because Shimon wants to go and send the funds to Reuven, but he doesn't find anybody. So Reuven says... No problem. One of my good friends, who's a real trustworthy guy, comes every single morning, 5 minutes before davening, always to be on time, always does a great job, etc., etc. And I know that you can rely on him. He is leaving my place to visit your locale, Shimon, in another week or two. And since you don't have a messenger coming in my direction, you can use him as your messenger, if you desire. It's not you have to. I'm just telling you, he's a reliable guy. If you give it to him, you can assume it's all going to be perfect. But I'm not telling you that you're off the hook once you handle it. David, Zamoichel, please put yourself on mute. So he's saying, I'm not giving you a risk-free send-off and the waiver of all liability. All I'm just saying, telling you is, you're looking for a messenger, you can't find one, I'm going to provide you with a messenger. This is a great guy, I can verify, I can certify, I can vouch for this guy, he's great. But, nevertheless, I got to get the funds for you to be off the hook.
To take Barry's note, would you say that he says, I want to refer to you somebody, or provide you with somebody?
You can use any of those magic terms. We have a machloikis here between Rav Chisda and Rabba, whether it works to free Shimon of liability if and when he hands over the funds to our good friend, to the shliach of Reuven.
So shouldn't it depend on the terms in which the shliach meets Shimon, or the message that if he says, this is my shliach, Rav Chizkiah is right, gets to his hands of shliach HaKabbalah. If he articulates the whole shlichus the way Rav is describing it, then Rav is right. There's no machlokas.
So apparently we're talking about that the appointment was done the exact same lashon, because if the appointment had two different lashonis, you're saying,
right,
then there's no
machloikis.
So talking about that, according to Rav Chizkiah and to Rabba, Reuven called over his good friend, Yankel, I heard that you're going to New York next week. Yes, I am. Can you do me a favor? I have a good friend over there, Shimon. He wants to send money to me. He doesn't have a messenger. I'm hereby appointing you my messenger. And the two Edom standing over here, you see, Yisuchan Zvulun. Do you see I'm pointing him as an Edom? Yes, we hear you're pointing him as a Shliach. And the purpose of Shliach is that you should go to Shimon to pick up the funds. That's all he said. Now, when he said to pick up the funds, does that mean that Shimon keeps on having the responsibility and the obligation to make sure that the funds still get to Reuven? Or it means to pick up the funds, means once you get it, then Shimon is off the hook. So he didn't express any terms. Presumably, if he would go and say, Reuven would send a message with this messenger to Shimon, by the way, if or when you give the funds to him, you're off the hook, then everybody would agree.
There's a receipt. But,
exactly.
Right.
In fact, the Gemara is going to suggest that on the Amud Beis, that the Mishaleach can give him a pre-printed receipt, and he'll sign it when he gets the funds, etc. We're going to talk about that in the Amud Beis. So in the meantime, we have a machloikis between Rabba and Rav Chizkiah. The Gemara is going to try to bring a Ryan now to Rabba against Rav Chizkiah. Tonight, we learned in Perek HaShoyil in Mesechtas Bav Metzia. We're going to get there soon in Mirat Hashem. Tanan HaShoyil Esapora V'Shilcha B'Yad Benoi B'Yad Avdoi B'Yad Shluchoi Oy B'Yad Benoi B'Yad Avdoi B'Yad Shluchoi Shol Shoyil U'Meiso Potter. Now what is the situation over here? You have a Mashal and a Shoyil. Mashal means a person who owns an animal, and he is lending it to the Shoyil. He's not charging him a penny. He's not asking him to be a Shomer. He's lending it because the shoyl said, I'm in desperate need for another cow for my farm, either to go and provide milk, or maybe to do some work on the farm. It doesn't make a difference why, but the bottom line is, the shoyl is borrowing the parah. And the mashal says, sure, I'll be delighted to go and send my parah. And he sends the parah with either his own son, or his own eved, or his own shliach, or with the son or the eved of the shliach of the shoyl. Makes no difference. He sent along the para, and the shoal didn't receive it yet. And 10 minutes before they reached the shoal, guess what happens? Umeisa, the para did not cooperate with this entire transaction, and it said kepaigit. Kepaigit means it expired, it died. And now the question is, can the marshal say to the shoal, you know, shoal is chayiv in all types of situations, and therefore even Oinsin, I want you to go and pay for this para that you borrowed. What's the shoyl going to go and say? I never even received it. I didn't even see it. It never came to my hands. So what's the din? Potter, in fact, the shoyl is potter. Now, of course, logically, he should be potter. After all, how can you blame the shoyl for the premature, thank you, for the premature demise of the para, the untimely passing of the para? But bottom line is, he did not receive it, and he's potter. So now, what's the kasha? So, frankly, we keep on saying that it's the shliach, side the shliach of the shoyl, or the mashal. What type of shliach? Evilly also be edim. If the shoyl had not appointed this shliach with edim, minoyadiran, how does the mashal even know that that happens to be his shliach? Just because a person says, Yoshua, I'm the shliach. Would you go and give it to anybody that says I'm a shliach without knowing for sure that he's a shliach? After all, maybe he's a phony, and he's going to take the money and put it in his own pocket, or he's going to take the para and take it away to his own farm. So presumably it's talking about like our situation, a shliach she'asa be'edim. Uktani, and it says that he's potter. Now that's kashal of Chizkiah. Why is it kashal of Chizkiah? Because remember, Rav Chizkiah said that if Shimon sends the funds with the shliach of Reuven, he's now off the hook, because the shliach shel adam kamoisei, it's as if Reuven already received the funds, and he has it, and Shimon could say, Baruch Hashem, I gave it to the shliach, the kabbalah of my good friend Reuven. I don't have to pay anymore, right? That was the lashon of the Rashi. Have a shliach. The nemtzu baderech potur balabai shenosnim loy. Shimon is off the hook. There was an oinus. That's not my problem. I gave it to the shliach. According to Rav Chisda, you're done. Ah, so therefore, according to Rav Chisda, anytime you give it to shliach, it's as if he gave it to the person himself. Just as if the shoyl already received it. He didn't receive it now, the dead carcass, when they brought the animal that went after it died. He already received it 12 hours ago, whenever the mashal gave this animal to the shliach of the shoel. According to Rav Chisda, it should be as if the shoel received the animal. So why is he potur? Every market, I'm Rav Chisda beschiroi ulekitoi. Rav Chisda, when he was faced with a kasha from that Mishnah, he said that shliach is not the same type of shliach that we were talking about, a shliach be'edim, that he was officially appointed and anointed to be a shliach. Rather, it's somewhat a schiro lekita. Now, what's a schiro lekita? Basically, what it means is a good friend, a companion of the person who appointed, in our case, in the Mishnah, of the shoyel. The shoyel has a good friend. He didn't officially anoint him as a shliach, but everybody knows that, you know, he's good friends. He's been buddies for many, many years, and so therefore the marshal gave it to him. Since it wasn't an officially appointed shliach, okay, that was your risk, my friend. If it would have been a shliach mitzvah eidim, then the shoel would have taken the risk, and the shoel would have been chayiv for the premature demise of this parah. However, because of the fact he gave it to Schiro Lekita. Now, you want to know exactly what Schiro Lekita means? So look at the Rashi, which is about 2 or 3 lines higher than our Gemara. Rashi says, Lekitoi, Shlekotoi etzloi, loder imoi bebeisoi, letzavse bi'alma loshen moiri. According to Moiri, what means Lekitoi? Lekitoi means a person who was basically a friend and a companion that lived together there in the same house. But he didn't have any status as shliach, he just had the status of being from the same household.
A roommate.
Now, in fact, if you skip 2 lines in the Schira, you see the next Rashi, Lishnachrina, says Rashi, Lekitoi Lekitvuasai. He was one of his farm workers that everybody knows he's a dependable guy. He's been working here for the last 25 years. Sure, he's great. Anytime you want to deliver a package, I'll deliver it to my Lekita. He'll be there. What's the Schiroi? Schiroi is Niskar Imoi Liyoim Ulechoidish Uleshono Uleshabbos. That's one of his favorite employees that he goes and hires from time to time as necessary. Schiroi for a day, for a month, for a week, for a year, whatever it happens to be. So Shabbos. These, for Shabbos, well, normally you wouldn't hire somebody for Shabbos, because that would be a problem.
A 7 years period.
Yeah, exactly. Probably it's referring to 7 years, because otherwise it would be out of order. Right. So he says, it's going with a progression.
Interesting. You say out of order, but the Rashi's lesson is Lekito Schiro, and we have Schiro Lekito. Interesting, out of order.
Okay, so if you look at the bays of the Bach, he switches around the Rashis. He puts the Schiroi first, and then he combines the first pshat of the Kitai and the second pshat of the Kitai. See the Bach over here in the bays? Menehdin and Shluchai. Hachi Soki Dibur. That's where the Dibur ends. Yachkach Maschel Hadibur Schiroi. He skips the Kitai, and then he ends the Schiroi, and then the Kitai, then he brings together the two pshatim. Lashon Moiri and the Lishnachrin. So the Bach, in fact, does that surgery in terms of the text. That's his base. Anyway, so getting back to Agmar. So it says, Rav Chisda, Sinishmeh from that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is not talking about an officially appointed, anointed, Shliach Metaitim. It's talking about everybody knows a good friend, a good companion, a farm worker, someone that you know that he's a dependable guy, but since I didn't appoint him as my Shliach, if you have to hand over the parah to him and the animal dies, I'm very sorry, I, the shoyel, never received it. So just like Rav Chisda said that elsewhere, we'll see that elsewhere actually is our Mishnah, we'll see in another moment. Hachanami, our Mishnah is okay, this Mishnah from my shoyel, is about Schiro Lekita. Tanan, so let's go to our Mishnah. Don't give we tell the Gazlan, you're trying to make amends for your theft and for making a false oath. Don't give it to the son or the shliach of the nigzal. You got to give it all the way to him, even going all the way to Madai. Who's the shliach of the nigzal? Hadn't become a shliach. If he didn't make him into with Edom, how does the gazlan know that this is the bona fide shliach? Maybe he's going to be ripped off. The guy will say, I'm a shliach, and he's going to take the money, he'll pocket it. Eidim must be that he made it, he appointed him with Eidim. And what does it say in our Mishnah? If you give it to the Shliach, you have not given it to Alasher who lo yitnenu b'yom hashmasai. You have not given it to the Nigzal, and you're not Yoitze, so to speak. And therefore, you're still on the hook until the Nigzal receives it. It's Shver and Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda said, as soon as you give it to Shliach, as long as it's been officially appointed, it's as if you gave a Shliach the Kabbalah, as if he gave it to the Nigzal himself. Tegem Rav Chizda b'schira l'kitoi. Ah, but he wasn't an officially appointed Shliach, but rather, like we said, the schira l'kitoi, the pshatim in Rashi. So just take one break over here. This is very gishmak. L'choira, I think Bnei Yeshua, one of the Mefarshim asked that L'choira should be the other way around. In other words, we should have initially asked, since our sugya is here, Mesechus Baba Kama, shouldn't we have asked first from our Mishnah, L'hita l'bnoi v'lo l'kitoi? He would have answered, so much schira l'kitoi, and then he would say, ah, oh, just like over here, now you're asking for mashoil. Just like Rav Chizda answers, here's schira l'kitoi there too, schira l'kitoi. Why, ayin shom, the Mefarshim, why, the Gemara reversed it. But anyway, both of them have the same teretz, that Rav Chizda and Rabba talking about an officially appointed shliach, and our Mishnah and the other Mishnah talking about Tchil Kitter. So Gemara, Avol shliach shasoy be'edem mai, what are you suggesting therefore? What happens if in fact the Nigzal would have appointed the shliach with Edom, and the Gazlan is aware of that, and the shliach is aware of that, and the Edom, and everybody knows? Then according to Rav Chizda, how can I have a shliach? That he would be a shliach, and as soon as he handed over to him, Gazlan, you're off the hook. Ad it's unsafe. So why does the Mishnah continue on? Avol, there's an exception to the rule. No, it's an ulish liach bezin. You can go and give it to the shliach bezin. So don't give it lebnoi ulish luchai, but shliach bezin is okay. Pray tomorrow, why do you have to introduce something new with the shliach bezin? Liflig velisli bididei. Why don't we talk about the shluchai that we just spoke about? It said in the Mishnah, don't give it lebnoi ulish luchai. In the shliach itself, let's make the distinction in the Mishnah that it depends whether shliach shasoy be'edim or shliach shaloyosoy be'edim. And if you look at the Aleph, the Bach again, he does a little bit of surgery. He adds a few words over here. That's the first Bach at the top. Was the Bach? Listen, Medida. Mad Vamor. When does it say in the Mishnah, don't give it to the Shluchoi, Bishliach Shaloyasoi Be'edim? Avu Bitfubia, Shliach Shasoi Be'edim, getting back to the Gemara. Hachanamidav Shliach. So why do we have to talk about a third party, a Shliach Bezin? We give a Shliach Bezin. We gave it to the officially appointed Shliach Mete'edim. Ariel Zeigesen, be well.
Thank you.
I'm going to miss you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And you have a productive few days as well. Kol Tavat Slacharavan. Everything, Mara Amri, we could have made that distinction. However, Loip Sikale, in the case of a Shliach of the Nigzal, it's not crystal clear. However, Shliach Bezdin, that's crystal clear. What do you mean it's crystal clear? Loishna Asoy, Nigzal, Loishna Asoy, Gazan, Have Ishliach, and therefore that's why, since it's psikale, we want to go and give the black line, bottom line, boilerplate, psak halacha that we can go and codify and put into the kitzer and into the shulchan aruch, that if you have a shliach bezin, nothing to worry about, you hand it over to shliach bezin, and you're off the hook. You, Gazan, don't have to worry about the funds from this point and on.
How is shliach be'edim different from shliach bezin?
Okay, very good. You, Daniel, have decided that you want to appoint, for instance, Brother Shai as being your shliach. Okay? Anything wrong with that? No. You ask kindly that Barry and I stick around for another 3 seconds. As you're saying, Hinni Muchanam Zuman, I hereby appoint you as a shliach. We witness it. Now Brother Shai has become the shliach on behalf of Daniel. Good.
We are the Edom.
Became in front of Edom. So he's now the shliach.
Not that he delivered the money in front of Edom, but
no, nothing delivering the money. Okay. You just appointed him as a shliach.
Right.
For what purpose? Whatever you decide.
Yes.
You deputize him as your shliach. Shliach bezin means that you go to your local tribunal, your rabbinical tribunal, make an appointment at 9 o'clock, you come over there and say, I have to give money to Yankel Berel. Yankel Berel lives in Australia. I have no intention of going to Australia. Yankel Berel may or may not come within the next week or two or a month or two. Can I ask you, please? I'm going to deposit the funds with you, and I want it to be deemed as if I gave the money to Yankel Berel. No problem. So you hand it over to the Shliach Bezin. they put it in some nice safe somewhere, and now you're off the hook.
So they're acting as an escrow agent.
In a sense, yes, yes, right, exactly. Okay. Mm-hmm, that's right.
They're not necessarily hiring somebody, or they don't have an in-house shaliach fellow.
No, usually it's they themselves. But it doesn't have to be. They could have, you want to make shaliach bazdin? That's not our job. Go next door with his shaliach, bring him in, and now officially appoint him. He will become our shliach. He'll become our escrow agent. He'll be deputized on behalf of the Bezdin as being. So it won't be that the Gazlan made him into the Bezdin, made him into the shliach, and not the Nigzal, and not the Mafkid, and not the Shoimer, and not the
Shoel,
and not the Mashal. Very good shkoyach. But rather, he's going to be appointed by the Bezdin as officially deputized shliach. Okay. So since that makes no difference whether the Nigzal did it or the Gazlan did it, so that's a double psika, and that's why we have it in our Zokti Gemara is Nochmo. Who'd have Shliach? So Nochmo. Shliach Bezlan, Lishno, also Nigzal, Gazlan, have a Shliach as psikale. Shliach Shasa be Edom. If it was a Shliach that was made by Edom, the Chi Asoy Nigzal, who'd have a Shliach? Obviously, if the Nigzal makes the Shliach, then that's much stronger than if the Gazal makes a shliach. So if the Nigzal makes a shliach, mit Eidim, according to Rav Chisda, have a shliach. However, if it's a shliach, so Gazal, the Gazal appointed a shliach, mit 5 Eidim, mit 20 Eidim, said, you're going to be my shliach. Lo have a shliach, he won't be a shliach to pater Reuven's requirement, Shimon's requirement, to go and pay Reuven. The Gazal has to go and send the money to the Nigzal. The fact that he appoints a shliach, mit Eidim, he has to make sure that the money gets to the Nigzal, not that it gets to the Shliach. So according to Rav Chisda, if the Nigzal had appointed the Shliach, and the Gazlan gave it to the Shliach of the Nigzal, and it was the Shliach that was appointed by Edom, have a Shliach, you Gazlan, you're off the hook, you're done. Potter. On the other hand, if it's the Gazlan that appointed the Shliach, that doesn't pater him at all. We have to make sure the money gets to the Nigzal. So that's the reason why our Mishnah doesn't address these types of situations, mit Eidim, un Eidim, and rather gave you the case of Shliach Bezdin, where everybody knows psikale. However, based on this pshat, our mission, in fact, is excluding, it's disagreeing with the Tana of the following brisa. What's the Tana of this brisa? The Sanya, Reb Shimon Aluzaimer, Shliach Bezdin, she'aso ay nigzal, v'lo yaso ay gazlon. What happens if the nigzal arranged for the Shliach Bezdin? Okay, that's a great idea. Gazlan was not involved. Oy, asoy Gazlan, v'sholach haloi v'notel esh shaloi miyodoi, is potur. Aha. So if you have the Nigzal making the appointment, then the Shliach Bezdin is fine. If, however, it was the Gazlan, asoy Gazlan, v'sholach haloi v'notel esh shaloi miyodoi, and the other fellow meaning the Nigzal, or whoever is supposed to receive the funds, whether it's the Marshal, the Shoyel, the Shoimer, this one, that one, whoever's supposed to go and get the funds, he didn't go and pick it up from the Shliach Bezdin. He sent a Shliach to get it from that Shliach Shasoi Gazlan. In that case, it'll be Potter. Why will it be Potter? Because since the Nigzal recognized this Shliach Bezdin, even though it wasn't appointed by the Nigzal, it was appointed by the Gazlan, in such a situation, if he sent a Shliach and said, yo, go and pick it up from him, and he received it, then you're potter. What do I see differently in the Braisa than I see in the Mishnah? Because the Braisa has basically two cases. Case number one is a Shliach Bezdin Shasoi Nigzal V'lo Yasoi Gazlan. That's fine. That's great. If it's a Shliach Bezdin that was a Soi Gazlan that does not do the trick. When you say a Soi, means that it was done at the behest, at the request. So if the Shliach Bezdin was appointed at the request of the Nigzal, then we're fine. And therefore, once he receives it, the Gazlan is off the hook. Once he deposits the money in the Shliach Bezdin, he's off the hook. On the other hand, if it was a Shliach Bezdin that was appointed at the behest of the Gazlan, even though the Shliach Bezdin is now holding on to the money, the Gazlan is still not off the hook. When will the Gazlan be off the hook? When the Nigzal picks it up from him, or the Nigzal sends a Shliach to pick it up from that Shliach Bezdin. But until that point, the Gazlan is still on the hook. So that's what the Gemara meant to say. That our Braisa, our Mishnah, by saying that once you give the Shliach Bezdin, You're done, you're finished, you're off the hook. Is Lafuke disagrees with this Reb Shimon Elazar, who in the Braisa distinguishes between a Shliach Bezin that was made at the behest of the Nigzal, then you talk off the hook as soon as you deposit it. However, if it was a Shliach Bezin appointed at the behest of the Gazlan, even after he gets the funds, the Gazlan is still on the hook, because the Nigzal says, I didn't get the money. You're Shliach Bezin, I don't trust you, you're a Gazlan. However, once the Nigzal picks it up, or his Shliach picks it up, then Potter, you're off the hook. And so therefore, our Mishnah disagrees with that price.
What's the argument of Shimon Elazar that he doesn't let a Shliach Bezdin have the authority if he's appointed by the Gazlan?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a Shliach Bezdin. He's an independent, certified... He's not a friend of the Gazlan. He's not an agent of the Gazlan. He's from Bezdin. And it should launder any suspicion that he has any
and that's what our Mishnah holds. That's why
what arguments Rishon Lezer have against this?
The Nigzal says, you know.
If you the Nigzal appointed, fine. But the Gazan, I don't want.
He didn't appoint it. Bezdin appointed.
The commission. The Zera to allow for it. Because the Shabbat didn't go as far as
that situation.
Very good. Exactly. So now we're finished with this discussion between Rav Chisda and Rabba and the kashas that we asked Rav Chisda. And now we're going to find that Rav Chisda has others that feel like him. So now we have, if you will, three great warriors. We have Rav Chisda, we have Rav Yochanan, and we have Rav Blazer
Ben
Pedas. And all three unanimously hold together. We have a Pishnai Meshloisha Edom over here, Nishka Edom, but Grisa Tanoim, Amaroim, that all hold Shlich Sob Edom, have a Shlich. And our Mishnah said that if you have the Gazlan, he has to make sure that it gets all the way to the Nigzal and not give it to Benoi and not give it to Shluchai. So I'm sure you're all thinking to yourself, well, Tumor already asked that Kasha. The Tumor already answered, is talking about Beschira Ulakitoi. So in fact, two lines further, you'll see the Gemara is going to give that terence. But in the meantime, the Gemara gives another pshat in the Mishnah. It says, the mamzi loy shliach, the omalei isli zuzi gabi planya, loy kamishad lehu, ischazi loy, vilma inishu de loy mishkach lishadure loy. What is this going on? We have over here a gazlan and we have a nigzal. The nigzal wants to get back his money. And he calls the shliach, not the shliach, he calls the Gazan on the phone, and he says, Mr. Gazan, when am I going to get my money? So he says to him, if we would live across the street from each other, you would have gotten the money a long time ago. But you know that I'm in New York, and you're in California, and you're trying to get the money, you know. It's not easy to go and send the money. I'm not going to go and send it with FedEx, or with Amazon, or with the postal office. I know if you're ever going to get it, and I don't want to be on the hook if you don't get it. I'm going to have to pay twice, you know. So it says the mamzi lo shliach. The nigzal says to him, "Okay, I hear you. That you really want to get it to me, but you're not coming to California. Good news is that I have a good friend who's leaving Los Angeles tomorrow. He has to attend the chasan in the New York area. He's going to be in New York in a few days, and therefore, please give it to him. See, mamzi lo shliach. He is mamzi means he is. He located for Lashon Mitzia. I found a shliach on your behalf. He's not my shliach." I just found a trustworthy, reliable individual. The Omalei. Isli Zuzi Gabi Planya. We go and tell, the fellow in Los Angeles, tells his friend that's traveling to New York. He says, I want you to know, I have money in New York by Pliny. He hasn't sent it to me yet because he claims he doesn't have a messenger. Ischazile, please, go to his doorpost, go to his shul, go and tell him who you are and introduce yourself. Vilma inishu d'loy mishkach. Maybe the reason why he hasn't sent it to me is like he's saying he couldn't find one l'shtuile. Now that he finds out that you're going to be returning to California next week, maybe he'll give the money to you. Halabai.
But the nigzal is not appointing him a shliach.
Exactly.
Just eitz tova kamash b'lo. Right.
Exactly right. So he said, you're not officially appointed. There are no edim over here.
So you haven't been traveling. It's convenient for you, so if you could do it.
Exactly. If you don't mind doing it, right. And if he doesn't mind sending it with you, by all means, I'd very much appreciate this gracious favor on your behalf.
He has no liability.
Exactly.
Zelle payments are like using a shaliach, or that's something else completely?
Zelle payments today?
Yes.
What's your question? Are you afraid that it's not going to write? Not going to arrive?
Can you use it as a shliach to?
You don't need to make a shliach.
I forget.
If
unless the name is Mr. Zell.
If the money arrives in the recipient's account, then the payer
is done.
That shliach is done. If it doesn't arrive in the account, then he better go and check with his bank what's going on. How come his own payment hasn't arrived? But until he gets it into the bank, it can't as goodish. The fact that he pushes a button, go Zell and send it Schnell, that doesn't do the trick until he gets the money. Very good. Anyway, so that's pshat number one. So our Mishnah is not talking about an officially coronated, christened, appointed, anointed shliach. He's just a convenience individual. I want you to know somebody's traveling back and forth. And if you want to send it, it's entitled. It's up to you. Sorry?
That doesn't cut it.
It doesn't cut it. Good. Like Rav Chisda answered about 10 minutes ago. It wasn't his officially appointed shliach. It was a companion, a person, a farmer, a person that worked there frequently, etc. Good. Nu shtikl. Omer Yudah Mishmur. Ein mishalchin mo'iz bidyukni v'afila edim chasuman oleha. Now what is this all about? We're not talking about a person with an appointment with Edom, but rather we're talking about a fellow arrives here on the scene with a piece of paper. It's an official certificate, all written up very nicely in gold and a nice frame and all that, signed by Edom, saying that I am to be the shliach on behalf of the Nigzal. So look at the top Rashi. B'dyukni, mosoloi bal hapikodoy l'shliachu. Rashi doesn't want to talk. Why should we talk about Gezel? Let's go and talk about Bikadon. So the Bala Bikadon means the real, the owner of the Bikadon, sends a Shliach, and he gives him Simonim. I don't know if it's the same Simonim that we find by Rachel and Leah, but nevertheless, the Kosov Loi Choismoi B'Igeres, he went and put his official seal on the letter, Umasru Loi, V'Omu Loi Leich, not Vahasra, but the Hera L'Pleini, show this letter to Pleini, to the Shoimer of the Bikadon. The Shoimer of the Bikadon. He has some money for me. In other words, he's holding on to Bikadon of money or whatever object. And I give you this piece of paper, and the piece of paper is signed by two Edom that you happen to be my Shliach. Says Shmuel, that doesn't cut it. Even with a piece of paper like that, don't send. In other words, not you can't send, but it would be like Rabbah said in the Omer Aleph that this is not.
It's a risk.
It's still a risk in case I don't get the funds. You're still on the hook. If you have Edom signed on it, it's like doing an appointment of a shliach in front of Edom. And this is Rabbi Yochanan Lishitase, because remember Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Chisda, like Rabbi Lozer, then it does. The shliach should be Edom have a shliach. So even if it wasn't a formal ceremony, he gave him a piece of paper and two people signed. It's also good. Rabbi Yochanan holds it's fine. So Freitimar Amri Lishmuel, Maitakanta. What are you supposed to do? If you want that the Shoimer goes and returns the Pikodain, or that the Gazan turns it to the Nigzal, give me an Eitzah that we can send the Shliach, and the Gazan and the Nigzal, or the Shoimer and the Bala Pikodain don't have to actually meet face to face. Is there some sort of Eitzah? You're telling me with Eden, Rabbah said that doesn't do the trick. I have a piece of paper hereby certified that Yankov Pliny is my Shliach, signed by two Eden. That doesn't do the trick. So what does the trick? Said Yom HaTayim, Ki hod Rav Abba have a masik zuzi with Rav Yosef bar Chama. Rav Abba had a loan outstanding due to him from Rav Yosef bar Chama. You'll remember we had Rav Yosef bar Chama,
father of Rava.
We had that a few days ago. The Gemara is going to refer again to Rava in another two lines. Okay, so now Rav Abba wants to get money from Rav Yosef bar Chama that owes him money. Omali the Rav Safra. So Rav Abba asked Rav Safra, Bari da'osis, I heard that you're going to the Mokim where Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama lives. When you get there, I sinu nearly, do me a favor, bring me back the money. I trust Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama, and I trust you, Rav Safra. Do me a favor, you're going to be there in Rabbi Yosef Bar Chama's vicinity. Knock on the door, ask him please for the money, and bring it back to me, to Rav Abba.
Rav Safra had a bank, actually, much later.
What was that, Rav Safra or just Safra?
Safra.
Okay, so only the Rav Safra. Bahari Deosis, as you go there, I said, Nelly, do me a favor, bring me back the money. Kyozel Hassam, Rav Safra, being a good friend and dutifully, or maybe a Talmud of Rav Abba, he goes and knocks on the door, but Yosef Bar Chama, who was there? Yosef Bar Chama was not there at the time, or he was learning the daf. So only Rav Berei, Rav, the son of Yosef Bar Chama, said to him, I'm happy to give you the money, but because of the Chohis Kabalti, Did he give you a pre-printed receipt? In other words, had Reb Abba sent with Rav Safra a receipt saying, okay, received, then I give it to you. Because then if and when Reb Abba would ever demand payment in the future,
you have proof.
I have proof, I have a receipt, I have a shoiver, I have a kabalti. So that lechoira is my etzah. So that, in responding, what would Shmuel's takana be? Lechoira to go and give him such a star, his kabalti. So he asked him, Rav Safra, do you have such a receipt? No, I don't have. If that's the case, Zilberesha, v'yichlechoiris kabalti. You know what? Go home, go back to Reb Abba, get from him a receipt, come back again, and I'll give you the money. However, Lesoif, then Rava thought about it a little bit further, and before Rav Safra returned to Reb Abba, he called him, and Amalei, he kosev l'chonami is kabalti lav klamu. Even with a pre-printed receipt, that would not do the trick. Why? Because Tilma ad osis shochev Reb Abba, chas shalom, maybe Reb Abba would pass away. And Rashi says we're talking about that Reb Abba was already a zokain, because if he was a young person, presumably this would not be a real risk we would have to be concerned about. So he was already an elderly individual, and therefore, you know what I'm afraid of? Reb Abba is going to go and sign a receipt. He's going to send the receipt with Reb Safra. And Reb Safra is going to hand over the receipt. By the time Reb Safra comes here, maybe Reb Abba will already have passed away. He's already in the Olam HaEmes. And now who owns the right to this Pikadno, to these funds? The Naflu Zuzikam Yasmi. The Yisoyim will have the right. And this Kabbalt is Reb Abba Leif Klomo. Since Reb Abba will already passed away, by the time Reb Safra hands over this receipt to Rava or to Reb Yosef Bar Chama, it'd be void because he's already Nebuch passed away. Now who owns the funds that are being held by Reb Yosef Bar Chama? The Yisoyimim. I mean, they don't physically hold it, but they legally, they own those funds, and therefore they're going to go and say, we never got it. And that Kabbalah is meaningless, it's void, because Tati already passed away. Amalei velamayta kantas, Reb Safra says, so what am I supposed to do? Reb Abba wants these funds. Reb Abba doesn't have the koyachesh, and Al-Tayidis can't go and travel to you, to Reb Yosef Bar Chama. I see Reb Yosef Bar Chama, you're not traveling to Reb Abba, so what are we going to do? Maita kata. So tomorrow, I have an item. Zil niknilu l'cho agav ara. What Reb Abba can do is, he can go and be makna the funds to you, the funds that are being held physically by Reb Abba, by Reb Yosef Bar Chama. But you're going to ask, yeah, but how can he go and make a physical kinyan? He can't do a meshicha mitahagba if the funds are elsewhere. He says he can go and be makbet to you agav, with a kinyan agav. As you know, kinyan agav means nechosim she'en lemachrayis, you makna agav nechosim she'esh lemachrayis. And you remember the Gemara elsewhere asked, do they have to be tzerurin? And the Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be tzerurin. That means it can be in a separate location.
Right.
So yes, therefore, so therefore, Zil Meknilach, go and ask Reb Abba that he should be makna this pikadno, these funds to you, to Rav Safra, agav ara with a kinyan agav. Now it will belong to you. These are now your funds. Of course, Reb Abba trusts you, Rav Safra, that when you come home, you're going to hand over the funds to him. But in the meantime, legally, you'll have legal title to the funds because of the kinyan agav. The to'at and you, Rav Safra, you can go and write out a shtar, a receipt, is kabalti. And in fact, the Gemara says that this was a technique that was employed. Kihodra Papa, have a masik tracer, alfi zuzi bechoy zoi. Rav Papa, they owed him 12,000 zuzim in bechoy zoi. Bechoy zoi is a very distant place. The Gemara talks about bechoy zoi being far away.
Timbuktu.
Oh, very good. And Rav Papa wanted to get those funds, and he asked Rav Shmuel Bar Abba to pick those funds up and to bring them back. And presumably they had the same concern that if they could give it to Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, how do we know that it's going to arrive in Rav Papa, and Rav Papa is not afterwards going to sue us that he never received the funds? So he did the same thing. Akninu nilil Rav Shmuel Bar Abba agav asipa de base, that he gave Makinyan agav with the sifa de base. That means with the miftan abayis, that's the threshold as you enter into a home. Or Rashi says, sipa could also mean like soif, and a vinkel somewhere, the edge of the house. In other words, you don't have to have a major Yankee stadium for doing a kinyan agav. Even a small little piece of property, you can go be makne monies or chafetzim or whatever, agav that piece of property. And that's what he did. And then we don't know who the person is that in Beit Chozoi who gave him the money, but somebody in Beit Chozoi gave him the money. Ki Osa, when Rav Shmuel Bar Abba was returning to Rav Papa, Nofek La'apeh, he went to go and greet him ad Tovech. What means ad Tovech? So Rashi says, see Rashi about 10 lines higher, Nofek La'apeh ad Tovech, Holach Likrosai ad Tovech, Shemokim Shehoya, Rav Papa has been waiting for these 12,000 zuzim. That's a pretty
lot
of money. $100,000, $500,000, thank you.
So whatever. Zuz is a year's income.
Exactly. So this is a lot of money. So Rav Papa was so ecstatic when he heard the good news, Rav Shmuel Bar Abba is coming back. He didn't wait until Rav Shmuel Bar Abba reached here, hometown to Rav Papa. He greeted him halfway in Tovach, which was somewhere midstream. That's how Rashi learned Shemokim. There is a Rashbam in Bava Basra, which should be quoted over here on the side. If you look here in the Moisef Rashi, let's see if he has it. Oh, you see skip down 5, 6, 5. Oh, that's what I wanted. That we're not talking about the Tovach, just the name of a place. But Tovach means like the middle. So in other words, that a papa was not going to go and travel all the way to Beit Chozoi. But when he heard of Shmuel Rabbe's on return, he met him halfway. Why did he meet him halfway? Presumably to relieve, well, number one, Rashi says, because he was sameach to get the funds. And number two, probably to relieve Rav Shmuel Bar Abba of the risk. After all, holding these two large suitcases full of all of these monies,
right,
he was probably a little bit nervous. So he said, I'm going to take it away from you now. Shkoyach, I thank you very much. And he took it. Anyway, so what do we see? That's the eighth. Sorry?
By the Brisbane of Besarim, is that Lashon Tavach also there? He split it?
Yivatrei Batavach, yeah. He uses the same Lashon down the middle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so here also.
Very good. Shkoyach. Very good. Okay, thank you, Brother Shai. There's a Pilpul Charifta, which is a Pirish on the Rush. I believe it's from the Tosfos Yom Tov. And he writes over there that of the two Pshatim, probably the Pshat of Rashi Sheimokim is a better Pshat than the Pshat of the Rishbam. Why? Because he brings another Gemara in Hagoizel Eitzim that somebody traveled to Tovech. So it wasn't talking about that he met him midstream. You're just saying a person went to Tovach. Unless the two are different places. This Tovach is spelled with an Aleph and the other Tovach with two Vavin. Anyway, but he says on the surface it would see that Rashi's a quote-unquote a better Pshat because we see from another Gemara the Tovach was the name of a place and not that he met him in the middle. Of course, both of them could be true. It could be the place is called Tovach and it could also be that he met him midstream.
It could be Tovach was called Midway because it was midway between Beit Chozoi and the home city of Rav Papa.
Exactly. Could also be.
Right.
All right. So we can go and clear. There's a town in the Catskills called Middletown. I don't know how I got the name Middletown, but maybe it's like in between. I know New York City and the Echweiss and
Albany.
And Albany, exactly. Middletown. Or maybe they just gave it the name Middletown. Who knows? All right. On to the next one. Not so as I can. Now, what does it say in the Mishnah? It says that he had to go and give the Keren and the Chaimish. And in the case of the Keren, if he hadn't paid the Keren yet, he has to go all the way to Madai. But if he didn't pay the Chaimish, he doesn't have to go to Madai, but he has to make sure to pay it to him. So it's Mominus. What the Mormon means to say, Mamoinu, don't just think upon this as being just a Kapara. The reason why a person has to bring the Asham Gzelois is not for reimbursement to the Nigzal. The Nigzal doesn't get the benefit of that carbon Asham. It's brought on the base of Megdish, and the Kahanim eat from the carbon Asham. But it's a form of Kapara atonement for, number one, stealing, coupled with the false Shvua, the false oath. What is the story of this Chaimish? Is this Chaimish also part of the Kapara, part of the atonement? Or is it a Mominus? Says Yomar, from our Mishnah, it's Mashma, that it's really Momin. Because the Mishnah talks about, if you gave him the Keren, you didn't give the Chaimish, do you have to go to Mother? Don't you have to give it to Mother? Alma Chaimish Moino, Zokti Yomar, the Im Mayis. What happens if Nebuch the Gazlan passed away before he had a chance to pay back the Chaimish? Then the Yorshim have to pay it. It's a real Chay that you owe. If this would be a Kapara, Rashi says, once he's dead, there's no Kapara. Whatever mitzvah he did until now, right. Whatever chew he did until now,
it's too late.
Now it's too late. It's already Lachem.
Batel Kabbana.
Oh, that's taka, this carbon is taka batel.
Exactly, my friend.
So not only the Asham, but the Chaimish all to be batel.
The Asham is a part of the Karen. What is it?
So since we see that the Yorishim have to go and pay it, it's a real mamanis. Utananami, we have taka right to that. Nosan of the Karen. Venishwal a Chaimish. What happens? That was yesterday's Mishnah. He paid off the Karen. But he didn't pay the Chaimish yet. And now he makes a shvua that I paid the Chaimish. And it turns out that this is a false shvua. Hari Moisef Chaimish al Chaimish. He has to add a Chaimish on the Chaimish. Remember, we did the Cheshbon yesterday, 125.
Last
Shavu Pruta. Alma, what I see from this Chum Shvua, I know that this is real Mamanis, and therefore it's just like you had. When he stole the 100, he has to pay the Karen Chaimish and the Asham. When he steals now the 25, he has to go and do the same thing. He has to pay the Karen of the 25, plus the Chaimish and the Asham. So, Chaimish Mamainu. V'tanya Nami Yochanan, I have another Rai from a Braisa. Agoizos Chaveri. V'nishbaloi. Umeis. And Nebuchi passed away. Yarshin Mishalmin Karen V'Chaimish. However, Peturim and Asham. They don't bring the Asham because there's no Kapara by the Asham. And Rashi says, you know, learn Asham just like the Chatzis, Chamish Chatois Meisoi.
Right.
What's the din that if the Baalim passed away,
then the Radia.
Exactly. No, that's the Radia.
Asham. If it's one of the Chatzis, if
it's a Chatzis, it goes to Meisoi, it goes to the Kippa, it goes to Meisoi.
Right. If it's Asham, the parallel, if it's possible, except in the pregnant one, it goes to graze, to get to mum.
It's a mum, and then you go and you point it. Very good. Shkoyach. So therefore, here, Uptum and Asham, you do not bring the carbon Asham. The reason why you don't bring the carbon Asham is because it's a kapara, and the mason don't have kapara, so it's really too late. Can't do anything further vis-a-vis the nifter. And Lav Daftali was mafish b'chayv. Your nish doesn't make a difference. Don't bring the carbon Asham because it's a kapara. Look at the Rashi, Uptum and Asham. Rashi's halfway down the Rashi's. Uptum and Asham. To have Mason Balaam passed away. Then Mefrish Bechayev, if he had already been Mafresh the Yashem, Hoyetun Raya, like we just said. Vachilo Yefrish, if he wasn't Mafresh it, Turim, the Yashem Kaporu, Vala Mamoina, the In Kaporu the Mason. But the reverse you also see, and that a Chaimish is a form of Mamoina and not Kapara, and that's why the Yashem have to pay. Yashem Sham, Kem, Chayyu, Turim, and Yashem. Good. So now we. Basically, we have two or three rayas to this principle that Chaimish is Mammon. Is that really true? Or a minute, skip to the parentheses. Or a minute, I'll ask you a kasha. Adainani oimer, imasai, einoi mishalom Chaimish al gezel aviv. When do I say you do not pay Chaimish al gezel aviv? Bizman shloi nishba, loi hu, v'loi aviv. If there was no shvua, the whole purpose of the Chaimish is part of that three ingredients, three components
of
Hashem Gzeilus. You pay the Keren and the Chaimish and the Asham. When don't you pay? What did you have to be oiver to have this type of kapara? Not only stealing, but you also had to go and make a false shvua, and you had to be moiduv his father. You don't pay kefil then. You just go and pay the Keren, the Chaimish, and they bring the carbon Asham. So Adayin in Yoimer, Eimasai Eilim Mishalim Chaimish. When don't you pay Chaimish al Gezel Ovid? Ovid meaning that the father had stolen and never the father passed away. When don't you pay the Chaimish? Bezman Shulei Nishba Lehu V'Leyovah. If neither he nor the father made a full Shavua, then of course you don't have to pay the Chaimish.
Right.
Now what Shavua would the father make? Shavua that he didn't go and steal. What Shavua would he make? He would make a Shavua that I don't have my father's stolen property. I don't have the stolen property that my father stole from you. I don't have it. No such thing. So therefore, they don't have to be chaimish. What happens if he made, that is, he made the shvua and not the father? The father made the shvua and not him. Both of them made a shvua. Minayin, how do you know that there's a din of paying the chaimish? Tamaloymer, asher gozov, asher oshak. And it's got to be Davka when the father Nebuch was the one that stole it and made the Shvua. However, if the father is no longer and it's only the son or sons, the son didn't steal and he didn't do the Oshak. The reason why they want to use the expression Oshak is because the Pasuk uses the Lashon. If you go back to the Torah Ora Sholem, here we only have one here on our daf. The H was a gzela, Asher Gozal, Oysa oishik asher oshak. Oysa bikodin asher hofkad itoy. Oysa aveda shemotza. All of these are extra lishoinis, and in fact, the Gemara is going to focus on that shortly. When I say extra lishoinis, it would have been enough to go and say, like yechta the asher meheshev is a gzela. You don't have to say a gzela asher gozal. Every stolen good was because you stole it. Oysa oishik asher oshak. Oshak is referring to not paying the employee's wages. You don't have to say the employee's wages that I
withheld.
Good. Or he said, "Pekodin asher hofkad ito," or the pekodin that I'm holding on to that you gave to me. If it's a pekodin, that means he gave it to you to hold an escrow. Or he said, "Aveda shematza," or the aveda that I found. He can only find the avedas. So the point is, all of these are extra lishoinus. There are four extra lishoinus altogether. The gzela shagazel, the oishik shoshak, pekodin asher hofkad, and the aveda shematza. We'll focus on those four at the bottom of the oven. But in the meantime, the Gemara is focusing on the extra words, Asher Gozal, Asher Oshak, the who, and the son, and the Yisayimim, the Gozal, the Oshak, and therefore they are potter from paying the Chaymish. Huh. You just said at the beginning of this Gemara that Chaymish am a minor, and the Yoshim have to go and pay. And you put a raya from the Mishnah, a raya from a brisa that you got of the Yisayimim. And now you're saying, based on this brisa, that you don't have to pay. Why? Because Yisayimim, the Gozal, the Oshak, he didn't steal himself, it was the father that stole. It really depends on whether the father was moida when he was still alive. If the father, when he was still alive, after he made the full shvur, after he stole, he made the full shvur, he was moida, yes, I'm obligated to go and pay back the Karen and the Chaymish. And guess what happened? And then subsequently the father passed away. And now the Yisayimim. So the Yisayimim know that this was an obligation that they, quote-unquote, inherited from their father. So they have to pay back not only the Karen, also the Chaymish. And that's what we said at the beginning, Chaymish v'maydel. However, the father had not admitted or confessed before he passed away. So then that is one of the triggering events that is Machai of the Chaymish. If he wasn't moida, then you're off the hook. You don't have to pay the chaymish. Freit Yemara. One second. What means haidah? Haidah means that I confess that I stole, and the confessing this after I made the full shvur, then I have to pay keren v'chaymish and bring the karban asher. If you're telling me that he was not moida, it's not a question of paying the chaymish. If he wasn't moida, how do I know that he stole it? Maybe he didn't steal unless you find to aid him. In the meantime, without the aidim, without haidah, without that he was moida, then keren amilad misham, he doesn't have to pay anything. Maybe you say, yeah, 100%. According to Rav Nachman, you don't have to pay the Karen or the Chaymish. Since this Bryce has started off, why are you talking about Chaymish? You should have been talking about the Karen. Remember the Karen Mishalim. Certainly it's Mashma, the Karen, for sure you got to pay. The only Shalom is the Chaymish. And that we said, only the father, not the son. And you tell me he wasn't Moida, you shouldn't have to pay the Karen either. And continuing on that same brisa that we just quoted a moment ago, when do you have to pay the Karen? Al gezel aviv, when his father passed away and he had stolen, bizman shnishba huva aviv, when both of them made a shvur, then you got to go. In other words, both made a full shvur. What happens again? Who the father made a full shvur, not him. Huva aviv, he made the full shvur, but not the father. Lehuva aviv, both of them. Minayin, how do you know you have to go and give back the Karen? Talmaloimar, Gzeila the Oishik Aveid Upikodoin, Yesh Talmud. You do a great job in the next few days, and we'll all continue to be proud of you for your legendary efforts on behalf of Armenia. Koltev. Thank you. Koltev, watch out, Simi's behind you. Says Oktimara, Minayin, how do I know Legabe? In these cases, you still have to go and pay the Karen. What the Gemara means to say, what is it says now, Yesh Talmud. What does that mean? It says, Gemara, V'yosav Rav Huna v'kamal ha-shmaitza. Rav Huna is repeating this braisa to one of his Talmidim, or to his son, Rabba, and he finished off Yesh Talmud. Omle Rabba Bereitz, his son asked the father, Tati, what did you say those last two words? Yesh Talmud. Yesh Talmud ka'amar mar, is that what you said? Or did you say, not Yesh Talmud, but Yesh Talmud, it should be paid. What difference does it make between Yesh Talmud and Yesh Talmud? Yesh Talmud means that this halacha that you have to go and pay the Karen, even though only one of the two swore, for instance, only the father and not the son, you got to go and pay the Karen. Why? Because Yesh Talmud. Yesh Talmud means because I have the four extra words, Gzela, Oishik, Avedu, Pikadon, and they are covering the waterfront in this brisa. What do I mean the waterfront? Because we had four cases altogether. That's case number one. Both of them made a shvua. Aviv v'leihu, only the father, not the son. Hu v'leihaviv, only the son and not the father. Leihu v'leihaviv, and neither one. So therefore, I have four cases, and that's why I have the four extra words. Gzeila, oishik, avedu, pikadon. In all cases, you always have to pay the karen. Ah, that's the Yesh Talmud. Or yishtalmu kamar, says Rashi. Yishtalmu means not that I have a befenish a limud with four words, but I'll be svara that you have to go and pay, even though the father passed away. The son still has to go and pay the keren of the father, and we'll see in a moment, especially when gzeila kayemis, if it's there, that of course he has to pick it up and he has to give it back. We'll talk about that momentarily. So zokti yimari yishtalmu kamar yishtalmu kamar amalei yesh talmud kamina. What the Braisa was saying was Yesh Talmud, that I have a raya from the four extra words,
that's right.
And that's how I know that all four cases you always have to give back the Gzeila, you have to give back the Karen. Aha. So if that's the case, we're shver on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman said if you're not Moida, you're off the hook. You're only Chayiv when you're Moida, not if you're not Moida. We just see over here now you always have to go and pay back the Karen. Amri, Elamai lehoida, lehoida aviv vahoida benoi. Ah. When I, Rav Nachman, said the Terence before, remember, what was the kasha? We had originally when we learned the Mishnah and the Braisa, we said the Chaymish and Mamoina and the Yarshim have to go and pay it. And then we brought the first half of that new Braisa, Uravino Adayan Ani Oimer, that we said on the Chaymish, you're parted from paying. The Yisraelim don't have to pay. What's the... Is there a stira? So Rav Nachman, no. When it said in our Mishnah and the other brights so that you have to go and pay, he's talking about that the father, when he passed away, he'd already been moida from before. So then the son has to go and pay the keren and the chaymish. And this latter brights is talking about that the father had not been moida. Then the Gemara says, oh, if he hadn't been moida, instead of being potter from the chaymish, he should be potter from the keren as well. Says the Gemara, Elamai loy hoida, loy hoida aviv, vahoida benoi. Ah, we're talking about the father, Taka, when he passed away, was not Moida. In other words, on his deathbed, we have anything further to say? I have nothing to say. However, the son was Moida. The son was Moida that he is holding on to the stolen goods that his father had stolen Nebuch. Pray Timora, if that's the case, why do you say that he's Chayiv only in Kerem, Chayiv Benoi Choymish, Ashvu Didei? The Gemara is assuming, since we're saying Vahoyde Benoi, that the son himself had also made a false shvuah, and now he's being moida on his shvuah.
Right.
If that's the case, he should be mechuyev, forgetting about father. He should be mechuyev to go and pay the keren b'chaymish because of his own shvuah. Everyone, amri b'she'en gzeila kiyamis. The gzeila is no longer extant. It was already consumed, burned, eaten up, or whatever it is. It's no longer around, and therefore that's why the son would not have to go and pay if on the chaymish. Why does he even have the duty of paying the keren? The chayre, we're not talking about that he himself stole, his father stole. So the chayre, the requirement to go and reimburse and give back the funds or the object to the nigzal is on the father. Now you're telling me the father is no longer, the gzeil is no longer, so why does the son have to give back keren and not the chaymish? Tomorrow, like tzricha the ik achrayis, and you have to add the word achrayis nechasim. That even though the father is no longer and the gzeil is not kayemis, however, there's still a lien on achrayis nechasim. Vus main to achrayis nechasim. We have over here two lines. Ik achrayis nechasim. I have him in lopei, in lopei, in yoshim, in kuchays. Ami b'sham and bedin. Rashi says loy garcina, and we're not going to any of those two lines. Why are we not going to those two lines? So we have to just take a short moment to turn to the Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Kuf Yud Aleph, that's 111b. Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. You start a brand new parak. Goizel Machal is Bona. Person Nebuch stole, and he gave the theft to his children for food. Eitz Chosi was very, very poor. The only way he was able to support his kids was Nebuch to steal. So he stole a loaf of bread, and he gave it to his children to go and eat. Or he left it with them, and then the father passed away. Beturim l'shalim, they don't have to pay. The imhoye dover sheish b'achrayis, chayyam l'shalim. Dover sheish b'achrayis, the Gemara doesn't go into it here or there. The Gemara there goes into it later on. If the father left over real estate, I guess he couldn't liquidate it, otherwise why is he stealing? Anyway, if he had real estate in the Chayav of the Shalom, then there's a lien on the property, and then the children do have to go and pay for the Gezel of Ofes. So what is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is telling us is, if the children ate it up, it's no longer extant, so what's the din? Ein Gzeila Kayames, then your potter Mishnah, the children do not have to pay. If there's Zachariah's Nechasim, you do have to pay. So getting back to our Gemara, we asked, why doesn't the son have to pay the Chaymish? B'shein Gzeila Kayames. So for Eitimor, if Ein Gzeila Kayames, he shouldn't have to pay the Karen.
Right.
And that's what we learned in Daf Kufir Aleph in the Mishnah, that if there's a Chayis Nechasim, you have to go and pay. So the Gemara is Kashina, V'chayikar Chayis Nechasim, Vayhava, V'chor is Shver, because it says V'feirisht in the Mishnah. If there's a Chayis Nechasim, you have to pay. Stop asking your logical questions. Novapen, Yon, Nish, it's Chamishnah. So that's why Rashi's not clear. It's the whole thing. And Rashi says, you continue on, and therefore you're supposed to say now, if ikach reis nechasim, afel lechoy mishnam mishalim. Like memanavshach. If there are no achreis nechasim, you should be off the hook both for the keren and the choymish. Then say it again, look at a minute zwei. However, in the case of if there is achreis nechasim, just like you chayv the keren, you should be chayv the choymish as well. You know, manishtana, why is there a difference?
It's mammon,
like we said at the outset of the sugya. I'm going to bring you shul, if yishay mishalim and choymish, al kvir shibit kar ko'oiz. Since the whole kfir and everything at this point is a chreis nechasim. Chreis nechasim means real estate. And we know ein nishboyin al karkois. So also, ein mishal mechoimish al kfirish shibet karkois.
It's derivative.
It's all derivative. So that's why you only have to pay the keren and not the choimish. So that's teretz number one to answer our kasha. Remember, we asked the stira. Yorshim normally do have to pay the choimish. When would the Yorshim not have to pay the choimish? When the father was not moida and ein gezela kayemes, and therefore, although the keren you have to pay if there's a chreis nechasim, like the Mishnah says in Kufir Aleph, chreis nechasim, you got to go and pay the keren, but you're off the hook from the choimish because you can't be mishalim choimish on kvidu shibet karkois because ein nishbon al karkois. Rava gives us second teretz. Rava Amar Achav Ayiskin Goy Shahoy said, "Tiskai shall oven mufkedes biyad acherim." Tiskai means like a large sack or a bag, and in that sack or bag contained the stolen goods that the father never had stolen from somebody else. However, it was not among the yorshim in the estate. He had left it as with a bikkun with somebody else, and when the nigzal came and said to the children, "Children, I want you to go and swear that you don't have the father's stolen property." So one of the sons stood up and said, "I'm willing to go and solemnly swear that we do not have the gzela, and ain't gzela kayemis, we're off the hook, and stop bothering me and get out of here." So there was this disguise. But it turns out that it was extant, although the son made a shvua that it wasn't. This was a shvua that was made in error. Mitta'us. Ah, in such a case as Imar. Kerem Mishalim V'Isa. After all, the Gezel is Be'en. It's there. So you got to pay. Chay Mishalim Mishalim. T'chi Yishtaba. When do you have to go? Only when do you have to go and make a Shavua? When do you have to pay the Chaymish? T'chi Yishtaba. B'kush Yishtaba. Don't I have a Yoda? Here, this was an Emes Shavua. This wasn't a full Shavua.
He didn't have it in his possession.
He didn't have his possession. He didn't even know that it existed. So therefore, you can't have any Tana on the son.
So the Chaymish is linked both to the money, but it's also linked to the Shavua.
That's correct.
And but not to the Korban.
Mm-hmm. That's right.